and welcome to D Street Talk podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajanand, and today I have with me a very special guest, Gautam Shah, who's founder and chief strategist at Goldilocks Premium Research. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Shah.
Thank you, Shatajanand. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Mr. Shah, we've seen a good bit of fall in the week gone by, or in this week itself, where both Sensex and Nifty have taken a fierce knock off around about 3.5%. So, which is the ideal chart to track now? Is it the COVID chart or the Nifty chart?
Well, that's a very valid point, but I think one needs to understand the background to really answer this question, because let's not forget the Nifty has doubled in value. Last March when COVID came into play, you were at a 7,500 and we tested more than 15,000 just a couple of months back. So after a 100% move, if the market does nothing for a couple of months or a few months, it's actually not a very bad sign. And I think the market action off late has been quite well behaved. Yes, the move recently has been a little fierce, but I still feel that this is a well behaved correction. And if you look at the last 12 months, the COVID chart has really not helped you map the market action, because throughout last year, as COVID was resurging, you had a scenario wherein markets continue to rally. And now, given the COVID resurgence, I think there is some discomfort among market participants. But I don't think that's going to really impact the market beyond a point. And because markets tend to discount things very, very fast, I think the happenings of the last 5 days has already done that. So for us, this is an opportunity, and I would still want to go by the Nifty chart, which does not look too bad even at this point of time.
What do you call on the banking space? And if this space does not deliver, bulls might not be able to regain control. So what are your views on that as well?
Well, banking in the last 6 months has gone through phases of outperformance and underperformance. And I think certain sectors have been impacted because of the COVID resurgence, and banking and autos clearly being right up there. So for the time being, there are no indications to suggest that banks will make an immediate comeback. However, I think they look quite oversold at this point of time, having lost substantially from the highs. And the area around 30,500, 30,700, I think is a very important support. Whenever banks don't participate, the Nifty is not able to do anything special. And that's probably the reason Nifty has not been able to get past 15,000 in the recent past. But now as things stand, since banks are a little oversold, I think the chances of a rebound are high. But still, I will be looking for opportunities more in other sectors where I think there is more outperformance in terms of IT, pharma, chemicals, and FMCG. And banks might just remain a market performer for the time being.
So do you recommend catching the falling knife, say in the mid and small cap space, as well as the economy facing stocks, which are down on fears of a lockdown?
Well, opportunities at the marketplace don't come by easily. And I think if you actually caught the falling knife last year, you would have made a lot of money. I think that's what we've seen over the last 12 months. So I would say selectively catch a falling knife and let it be quality stock. Let it be well-traded, top end, the top 20 mid caps or the top 20 small caps is where one should focus on. Because I think we reached a point a month back wherein just about everything in the market had started to move. So it led to a sort of a euphoric move as we got to that level of 15,400. But I think this is a good opportunity, because I do believe that over the next 6 to 9 months, by the end of 2021, the real opportunity is in the broader markets. So this current, COVID-led decline at the markets, I think is a great opportunity to build portfolios in the mid caps and small caps. It could be through the direct route, or it could be through the mutual fund route, because I do believe that they will outperform the Nifty by a very wide margin over the next 9 months. And my working target for the mid-cap index is about 27,000. So use it as an opportunity to top up. I think there isn't much downside there.
What is your call on the rupee and your views on IT, pharma, as well as commodity linked stocks?
Well, I'll be honest. I think I was a little surprised with the way rupee has behaved in the last 1 week. It has been trading in the range for the last couple of months, 72 on the downside and 74.5 on the upside. Getting past 74.5 definitely brings up some more depreciation for the rupee, and it could depreciate all the way up to 76.40, but I don't think anything beyond that. So this rupee depreciation is clearly a tailwind for the IT and the pharma spaces. And any which way, the local chart setup, continues to be very, very positive. And with the recent results of TCS, it just strengthens the fact that fundamentally, all is well. So I would be very positive. These two are my best pockets for the next 6 to 9 months. On the pharma index, our working target is about 14,700. So that's good 12% away. And on the IT index, we are looking at 29,500. So if one has to outperform the Nifty, you need to have at least 30 to 35% weightage in both of these sectors going forward.
The recent correction that was worst so far in the year 2021 was on February 26 in terms of percentage. But do you think that what we saw earlier in the week, that leverage is out of the system now, and your recommendation to investors who are looking at this market for long term?
Yes, I think this has happened a few times in the last 6 months, that you see these short, sharp corrections. It scares everybody. You know, it gets everybody off the bus, and then the market continues to move higher. I think someplace something similar could have happened early this week. And because the market is very sensitive to these COVID numbers, you know, it tries to discount it as fast as possible. So I do believe that a lot of the leverage is out of the system. And participants who are looking to make investments for the long term, this might be a good opportunity. And if you look at the F&O data, you know, it just tells you that the market has once again got a little light. So all of these factors do suggest that there is a wealth creation opportunity over the next 12 months. Apart from COVID, if you look at the other factors, whether it's earnings, whether it's, you know, liquidity, global markets, there are too many tailwinds for equities for the rest of this year. And hopefully, you know, once COVID subsides, which I'm sure it will very soon, you know, things will get back on track. And just one final point, if you look, many of the other countries in the world went through COVID second wave and third wave. And the day their own governments announced the lockdown was when their own stock market bottomed out. So if something similar were to play out over the next couple of weeks, you know, we might be looking at better things ahead.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Mr. Shah, for your encouraging words. And listeners, for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.